Good morning, thanks for tuning in. Well, it looks like the Australian share market's set for a positive start to trade. The futures market's pointing to a gain of a little over a quarter of a percent for the ASX 200 when it kicks off this morning. The blemish in that setup is that we saw the final hours of the after-hour session marked by the contract retreating from its session highs, and that all tied into a little bit of volatility in the final hours of trade where the US markets are concerned, which is understandable given the end-of-month, end-of-quarter situation that we navigated over the course of the last day. So US markets finished well off their best levels of the session. In the case of the S&P 500, its gains halved over the course of the back end of the session, up by a third of a percent. The Dow just down by a quarter of a percent. Technology names were the ones that stood out last night, and that's why the NASDAQ was up by 1.5%. The familiar dynamic of an ebbing, at least, in those borrowing costs, long-term interest rates just at least being stable last night, afforded the technology stocks a bit of clear air. So we saw Tesla, Apple, Facebook, Microsoft, all of those stocks up in the order of 2 to 5% in the case of Tesla shares. Tesla being given a little more added incentive to move higher last night ahead of Joe Biden and his administration foreshadowing a substantial infrastructure plan, which will have a heavy focus on electric vehicles. So as we're recording now, Joe Biden is unveiling that plan. So keep an eye out on that as far as the local experience is concerned. Elsewhere, it was obviously the end of the quarter. And what stood out was the performance of the S&P 500 up by 5.7% over the first 3 months of the year. And the obvious contrast is to the performance of the Australian share market, which rose by a more modest 3%. In comparison. So this is significant to note the differences between some of the forces that are driving the Australian share market compared to the US market. The US market was propelled higher by a very substantial stimulus program, the early part being the program that was voted on by Congress days after the Biden administration came to power. The vaccination programs being rolled out on a broader scale in the US, so that's a factor as well. And what stands out within the performance of the US market is the heavy focus towards steel and energy in the top performing sectors. So again, that speaks to that very powerful infrastructure thematic and stimulus thematic that has been at the heart of the gains for the US markets over the course of the last quarter. So worth keeping those in mind as far as the bigger picture is concerned. Today, it will be important to keep an eye on the price action of the local share market, given the fact that despite the fact that it was a higher yesterday, there have been moments where the Australian share market has looked quite weak in technical terms. So be vigilant of that ahead of the Easter long weekend. The Aussie dollar has been given a little bit of a nudge higher, but not much. It's trading around 76 US cents.